Hi, babe. Sorry I'm late. I got slammed in the ER right as I was about to leave. You know, I had 3 broken wrists today. Isn't that random? I only get 1 or 2 per week, but 3 in one day? So weird. Hey, why is it so dark in here? Babe? Hey. You're already in bed? It's a little early to be in bed. What's... Oh no. You're not feeling well? What's wrong? Feeling sick? Like... what? Like you've got a cold? Oh, baby. Let me take a look at you. You're gonna have to get out from under those covers so I can examine you. I know, you're so cozy and bundled up, but let me just check a couple of things, okay? No, not examine. Let me just check your lymph nodes. Can I do that? Let me just see your neck. Yeah, you're a little swollen. Do you feel hot? Like, do you think you have a fever? Let me feel your forehead. You're definitely warm. I'm gonna take your temperature, okay? Sweetie, we need to. I need to know how bad your fever is. Because then I'll know how sick you are. I can take care of you better if I know how sick you are. Here, open up, and I'll just take a minute. Are you sore or fatigued? Oh, sorry, don't try to talk with the thermometer in your mouth. Just nod your head. You are sore. A little bit, okay. Let's see. Oh yeah, you've definitely got a fever. It's not bad, but it's a fever. Gosh, baby, I'm so sorry. What are your other symptoms? Groggy, headache, sore throat. Well, as a doctor, and as your girlfriend, I would have to say my official diagnosis is... you're sick. Yep. You're sick and you need to be taken care of. You know what? Wait, I need to check just one more thing. Yes, I need to use my stethoscope on you. I know you don't like how cold it is, but I just really need to hear your lungs. Super quick. Just to make sure. Just to make sure your lungs are healthy. Okay, well, here. I'm gonna blow on it so it's not cold, okay? See? Not cold. Ready? Okay, I'm gonna put this under your shirt. Deep breath. Okay, one more deep breath for me. There we go. Okay, good news. Your lungs are fine. But I just wanted to check, okay? I wanted to make sure there was no fluid in there or anything that we needed to be worried about. But you sound perfectly fine. You poor thing. I'm so sorry. This is the last thing that you need right now. I feel guilty. I was gone all day taking care of other people. I should have been here with you. Why didn't you text me? Babe. You're never bothering me. No, of course not. I'm your girlfriend. I want to take care of you. If there's anything at all wrong with you, I want to know about it. It doesn't matter that I have other patients or that I'm doing other things. I just want to know, okay? You're never, ever bothering me. Well, to make up for it, I am going to do everything in my power to get you well again. Because you need it. I think you also need a lesson in how to take better care of yourself. But that's another conversation. You've been working yourself too hard. And when you work too hard, and you don't get enough rest, or nutrition, or hydration, your immune system gets weakened, and you get sick. I know you know these things. I just feel the need to remind you. Because you work too hard, you really do. Babe, you do. You work way too much. Look, I know you have a lot of responsibilities. You feel like you're depended on by so many people. But sometimes you have to put yourself first. Like right now. Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna text your boss and tell him you can't come in tomorrow because you're sick. Shh, I've got this. Okay? You don't worry about a thing. No. Don't worry at all, okay? I told you, I'm gonna take care of everything. So you just sit back, try to relax a little, okay? I'm gonna go get a few things. I'll be right back. Oh, I'm gonna make you some tea. Do you want it with lemon or honey or anything? Okay, got it. Okay. Here you are, baby. Yeah, just have a few sips, okay? Yeah, that'll help you start feeling a little better. What does tea do? Nothing, really. It's warm and comforting. Yeah. And it tastes good. So, there's that. Just drink it, baby. Okay, I've got a cold compress. Let's put this on your forehead. There you go. That'll keep you cool while you've still got a fever. And here's some more water. Make sure you're drinking it often, okay? I want to refill that as often as possible. Some medicine for your headache. And scoot over. Because I'm getting in bed with you. Yes, for your cuddling treatment. Hydration, medicine, and cuddling. The three pillars of curing colds. Yeah, I learned all about it in med school. It's how you cure colds. I don't know, that's just how it is. Cuddling is one of the most important ones, so scooch. You look so exhausted, sweetie. You've got bags under your eyes. You look like you can barely keep your eyes open. Did you not sleep well last night? No. Yeah, I thought I heard you tossing and turning at some point. Come here. Let me give you some head scratches. Shh, that's it. Yeah, just try to relax, baby. I know it's hard. Being sick is no fun. It's hard not to focus on how you're feeling. But just try, okay? Try for me. My poor patient. That's right, you're my patient now. I'm gonna make sure you get all taken care of, okay? Are you feeling hungry at all? I can make you something to eat. Not right now? That's okay. I'll make you some chicken noodle soup or something later. I'll make you whatever you want, baby. You feel so nice. I love being cuddled up with you in our bed. What do you mean I shouldn't be here? I'm not gonna get sick, baby. No, I spend all day at the hospital. If I'm gonna get sick, it'll be from someone there, not from you. And even if you did get me sick, it would be fine. Because I know you'd take care of me. Because we take care of each other. Always. Now come here, get closer to me. Get closer so I can curl up around you and pull these blankets over us. You think you'll be able to fall asleep? Maybe. And it's okay if you can't right away. I'm sure you will eventually. Yeah. I'll be right here with you, holding you close. I'm so sorry you're sick. I really feel like you've been pushing yourself too hard lately. You've been working a lot. Too much, in my opinion. Have you been, like, feeling tired recently? More tired than usual, I mean. Yeah. Well, sounds like you need to give yourself a break, sweetie. Yeah, I know that's hard for you, but sometimes we just really have to put ourselves first. You can't take care of other people if you're not taking care of yourself. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And taking care of yourself means rest. Lots and lots and lots of rest. Sometimes we all need a reminder to just take it easy. Check in with ourselves and ask what we really need. I just love you so much, sweetie. Do you need more blankets? Or maybe less? Your fever might give you chills. Just let me know, okay? I know you're not feeling well, but you're just so cute all cuddled up like this. You're always cute. But especially now when you're all sick and helpless. I've got you, sweetie. You're gonna be just fine. It might take a few days, but you'll be better than ever in no time. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm a pretty good doctor, but I unfortunately can't cure everything. Kisses? Yeah, you think kisses and head scratches will cure your cold? Maybe. We can try. Yeah, there's no harm in trying. My poor patient. Gonna have to just keep a really close eye on you and make sure you have everything you need at every moment. I'm gonna have to get you one of those bells so that you can call me when you need anything. Hey, you know what would be really helpful? Having a bath. What do you think? Maybe after you wake up. Let's just lay here for a little bit longer and see if you can fall asleep. Yeah. When you wake up, we'll have that bath. And then I'll make you some dinner. How does that sound? Yeah? Does that sound good? Okay. Alright, baby. Just try to sleep, okay? I'm right here. I'll be right here when you wake up.